We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've really laid out the story of this lawsuit with University of Hartford men's basketball coach John Gallagher. And again, he's not suing the University of Hartford. He's suing David Thompson, the vice chair of the Board of Regents, and unspecified damages. And he just sort of goes through the why. And we talked about it already, you know, that not just the transition from Division I to Division III, but the fact, according to the lawsuit, that Gallagher says that Mr. Thompson promised him that they would not be making this move, and he gave up lucrative opportunities because he believed him. Joining us now is Dom Amore from the Hartford Current. Again, and duly noted, you know, Gabby Lucevero from NBC Connecticut broke the story. Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
I'm well. I mean, I don't know. Some of these questions I don't know if are answerable, but in reading through things, my first question, I'm curious, why doesn't he name the university in the suit as well?
Yeah, that I don't understand. And, of course, the people that are involved in the suit are not in a position to comment or talk or explain much further.
Right.
But I don't understand that, particularly with regards to his contract. You know, I think the one thing that kind of jumps out at me is that, you know, his contract calls for bonuses based on the success he has in the America East Conference. Now that the school has pulled the plug on the America East Conference and he's not in it, he no longer has the opportunity to earn those incentive bonuses. So it would seem to me that he's probably due some type of offset, you know, for that. That sounds fair to me. But, again, that would be an issue for the university. So why? Maybe it's a test case. I mean, maybe the university is next on the list. Or
right.
Maybe it's just most likely it's a play to get a contract settlement. Because at this point, you know, unless there's some way of reversing course, these two parties need to part company. That's pretty clear.
Yeah.
But now he
doesn't have options, or at least he didn't. You know, it doesn't seem like he clearly doesn't have the same options that he had before.
No, that's true, and obviously that's the basis of this lawsuit, that he was acting on the advice of this member of the Board of Regents. But the one thing we do know, Brian, is that his lawyers are the same lawyers who won the Kevin Ollie case. So
right.
They have that reputation going for them. You assume that they know what they're doing, that precedes them. I'm not sure to what degree you could sue someone just for giving you a bum steer, which apparently is what happened.
Yeah. We're talking with Dom Amore, the Hartford Current, here about this lawsuit that's been filed. And listen, you know, Mr. Thompson's a high net worth individual. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, maybe that's involved. I don't really know in terms of, I don't know if you know this either, but like in terms of, you said they're in discovery in your piece. Like, when will we find out about, when will we get a result here in this case?
You know, just looking at the court documents and looking at the court schedule, it seems like this is really the beginning of a very long process, if this process plays out.
So it might be, there may be a settlement. I mean, if maybe that's what he's looking for. Go ahead.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. You know, in your career, I mean, in some ways it's a sad story. I don't know if you heard Jen Rosati's comments. She was on the show yesterday, and you could tell, like, she felt like 17 years, part of her 17 years of her life, not wasted, but, like, you know, really looking back on it, that she put so much of her heart and soul into the program, and she was there with Gallagher, and they did some really good things that it was almost, I don't know if it's anger, I don't know what the emotion is, but there's clearly a real distaste for the current leadership at the school.
Yeah.
And you know, I get, the school itself is very quiet, right? I mean, yeah. Gregory Woodward doesn't talk to anybody.
No, doesn't talk to anyone.
And then you have, you know, listen, a lot of people told me there's no way they'd find a Division III conference. They found one. I know they pay their high-end administrators a lot of money. And to me, that I always think that that's so difficult is the administrative costs in colleges or why college is so expensive now. But, yeah. I mean, you know, clearly Walter Harrison was someone that Rosati viewed as someone who was in their camp and there was a different culture. And it's hard to deal with this objectively when only one side talks.
Yeah, that's the problem. And, you know, the one thing that and you made a great point there that, you know, it was the perception was that they didn't have a plan and that they didn't know what they were doing, that maybe they were going to get rid of athletics altogether. I mean, obviously, they did have a plan, and whether people like it or not, they did execute it. You know, they applied for Division III. They were accepted. They found a conference. They joined a conference. You may not like any of that, but they did have a plan, and they have executed it over the last year. Whether or not this could be reversed, I don't know, but I certainly understand where the alumni are coming from, particularly the distinguished athletic alumni, you know, from Vin Baker to Jen Rosati to Jeff Bagwell to
Jerry,
you know,
Kelly.
A number of players in the in majors or high minor leagues right now. They took a tremendous amount of pride in coming from that school, in being from that school. There's a lot of pride in that athletic department, and Walter Harrison was certainly a big part of that. You know, with his involvement in the NCAA, he was very much a guy that believed in the relationship between athletics and academics at a college.
You know,
athletics was important.
Well, listen, most schools I read about are trying to go from D3 to D1 because it raises his profile. And the thing I don't understand is, and there were plenty of people that say, you know, D3 is not necessarily, as long as you don't have football or hockey, D3 isn't necessarily less expensive than D1. So what I still, the underlying motivation behind this is?
It almost seems like it's a personal philosophy that we're going to put athletics in their place here. Yeah. And we're not going to be all about Division I athletics anymore. How much money it's going to save? No two economic experts on that will give you the same answer, so I don't know. But you are absolutely correct. Stonehill is moving to Division I. The University of New Haven has talked seriously about moving to Division I. Central Connecticut studied this very carefully, and they decided to stay Division I.
Look what Quinnipiac did in the last 25 years.
Quinnipiac did. So if going from Division I to Division III was such a great idea, why aren't more schools doing that? Why is UHART the only school I know of that's going in that direction?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't – it's the whole situation is very sad. It's very perplexing. And the one thing I do believe, though, is that those who want to change course, if it's still possible to change course, they really need to focus on the task at hand and maybe not get sidetracked with a lot of the other issues involved here, like, you know, whether or not Gregory Woodward played soccer in college or whatever. I don't think those are the time for that kind of discussion.
Well, that's true. Although, you know, that kind of thing cost George O'Leary a job at Notre Dame. I mean, you know, those things are disqualifying in certain contexts. But your point is well taken. I don't see, you know, we only have a minute here. I don't see how it can be reversed. I mean, I think it's too far down the road. But you use the word sad, which I find interesting because I sort of have that underlying feeling of that it is kind of sad. I mean, in your career, have you ever witnessed, not just in Connecticut, but this kind of, I've never seen this kind of story before.
No, it's unusual. It's unusual. And again, I know when I've covered things for The Current, and then The Current decided not to cover those things anymore, I kind of felt the way Jen Rosati feels, you know, that, hey, what did I spend all those years doing that for if in the end it didn't really mean anything? So, right. And I understand athletes who feel like they've almost been told that their careers were invalidated, and that's, they shouldn't feel that way. That's not the case. But that's kind of the sadness that's sort of draped over this whole story.
Yeah. Dom, thanks as always for the time. And, of course, you can read his piece at current.com. And we'll talk to you soon. I hope your Yankees can pick it up.
Well, they're not my Yankees. I just covered them.
That's right. That's true. Well said. All right, Dom. Be good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.